So Luke's wild and woolly gospel this morning wields a good news punch, so much so that I needed a lectern to hang on to. We pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Amen. Famines and plagues, earthquakes and wars, portents and signs. Oh, how familiar. Famine in African refugee camps. War in Gaza, January 6th. Disclaimer. Guts and grit are required for this text. I was thinking to balance what I might call an uncomfortable text with some words of comfort for your journey. We turn to Matthew chapter 19. We know these words well. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." So the question is, who are these? Well, such as these, like our youngsters who gather here for confirmation, little lambs, youth group. Such as these, like baby McCoy, who was baptized at the early service, and his siblings. Such as these, like the local kiddos through church on the street, who enjoy receiving the candy we pack. Such as these, like the young minds who Carol Ortman taught for many years. Such as these, like the innocent victims of human trafficking, of abuse and neglect, of addiction, mental health crises, parents in prison, childhood diseases, and bullying. Such as these, like our Spirit of Joy preschoolers, these beloved beating hearts at the very center of our church family's ministry. Such as these translates into Jesus's short disciples, the cuties who fill our building with giggles and cries, smiles and high fives, Mr. Darris. Back to Luke. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Need we be reminded of the latest events in God's 2025 kingdom? A 43-day government shutdown that isolated families and left them hurting. An immigration attack, fearful families, some in our own community, staying at home rather than attending church. A wide divide in our country, an even wider divide in God's good creation. So do you recall the W questions that Pastor Eric gave us for homework last week? I worked very hard to come up with my W questions. So here are my top five. What, Jesus asked us, will it take to feed children before their tummies start to rumble? When will we get it together and start caring for planet Earth? Where, as privileged Christians in a numbers-driven mode, do we set our ministry priorities? 4, Why, Lord Almighty, why the constant chaos? And 5, Jesus definitely keeps asking this one because we just heard it from Soliet. Who, Jesus asks, who is your neighbor? Who is our neighbor? So it's a fact, we heard it plainly in Luke. The tempest outside will continue to claw and pounce and roar until the coming of the Son of God. Proud tempers will flare, we see it every day. Personalities will clash like loud clanging cymbals. But despite what we call gloom and doom, friends in Christ, we keep on singing. We keep on clinging to the rock crags that our Creator formed up from the dust. We keep on keeping on walking with Christ. As they said in Luke, the disciples, "Teacher, Jesus Christ has given all his children, a safe sanctuary under our feet." And it's up to us, the Christians who we are, to tear down the walls that keep some out and others in. We return to the opening from Luke. We've heard this now 3 times, so. As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. I was thinking, as I was reading and pondering life this week, we say this a lot, but I really mean it. We've got one life to live in our God-given physical selves. Our spirit of joy property, through the Spirit's mission, through the years as it began in a cornfield, I can relate being from Iowa. It is an extravagantly generous slice of heaven on earth that we have here, my friends. Jesus has taught us to be eager caretakers, full of radical hospitality, responsible for our tiny corner of the world. Jesus has taught us to be bold servants, followers of Christ, lifelong learners, and passionate about worship. Yeah, passion. I can see the passion. I can feel it. So we pause to consider. Plain and simple. Like the temple adorned in jewels, we're sitting on a gold mine here. A sacred place, and I stress that, a sacred, safe place where groups of kids for years have learned and grown, explored and questioned. Some of those were you kids once. They have explored all this and more about what God is up to in their lives, and that is happening every day here, Spirit of Joy, and in our community and world. We have a regular reminder of our Christian calling to scoop into our arms, like I held baby McCoy this morning, such as these. And this, my friends, is the greatest vocation of all. So it doesn't matter how strong the wind blows outside, or how hot the sun burns, or how high the snow piles up. God's good news, Luke's gospel, reminds us that generations of Jesus' followers have survived the elements. They've bucked up against unjust systems and stood before their Lord, like us today, vulnerable and unworthy, asking, "When, O Lord? Where, O Lord? Why, O Lord?" Waving all the time, "Here I am, Lord." Make me an instrument of your peace. Jesus has a way with handling and nurturing we children of God. In his gentle shepherding voice, he whispers, "Soon, and very soon." We have a choice. Live into Christ's great mercy and forgiveness and love, and then go out and do the same with others, or keep wallowing in the muck that is the human condition. I want to leave you with an image, an experience. I might get a little teary here. So profoundly sacred, it's hard to even describe. A couple of weeks ago, I led, as I said, we had the quilt on the floor, and on a Wednesday morning, the Spirit of Joy preschoolers came in the sanctuary, as they do every week, and in 2026, we're going to start having chapel twice a week. We shared a story like we did, we sang a song, and we prayed. And then, as is our little routine with whoever leads and the teachers, we leave this space thankful and with Jesus in our hearts. And we stop by the font and we bless each other. So I did the usual. And as I was standing at the font, it couldn't have been a more tender moment. I looked down, and one of our little flock licked his finger and then looked at me, so I leaned my head down, and he gently made the sign of the cross on my forehead. A little one licked his finger and made the sign of the cross and said, "You are a child of God." Christ's DNA, literally, is ever living in these walls and in our streets and in the world. God's love and mercy and grace overflows. And for this we say, thanks be to God.